Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday. What's left of this Friday morning? Text line, Ascension Technologies text line 251-343-0106. If time permitting, we will get to your text. Joining us now, we do this about this time every week, our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott, is with us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful, little overcast day in South Alabama, but not too bad.
Well, and always better weather this time of year here than a lot of places. But we don't really get much of a fall. You kind of enjoy it while you can, ladies and gentlemen, is what I would say. But anyway, as I digress, let me kick it off here. Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth still out there, very critical of the West Alabama Corridor. Those holds, I guess, the contract review put on the engineering contract with Volkert, probably set to expire real soon. Any changes here or what's going on?
You know, not really. I'm still amazed at the, we'll just call it the arrogance of the State Department of Transportation. And this administration, you know, Governor Ivey's administration, you know, the direct question to them has been, what is your budget for the West Alabama corridor? And there has been no answer. And so those holds on those contracts remain currently. They will expire shortly. But it is amazing to me that this administration and this ALDOT director cannot give the people of Alabama a straight answer about what their budget is for this project. And you hear from my standpoint, real clear leadership from Governor Ainsworth saying, I'm not against the project. Just need to have some questions about the financing of this. I'm concerned that we're maxing out the credit card. I'm concerned that we're not using any federal money. And I'm concerned about the priorities here when we've got lots of projects all over the state that really could benefit from Rebuild Alabama. This is not what the legislature intended. And you've got a governor and an ALDOT director who simply say, we're not going to answer to you. We're not going to answer to the people. We're not going to provide a budget number, and we're going to do this project the same way we're doing prisons. It doesn't matter how much it costs. We're going to spend it all.
Thanks, Governor's got some problems, whoever it may be, likely Ainsworth at this point in time. But, this prison issue is not going to be resolved, and this new road, and there's other road projects that are going on. It's remarkable. The longest consecutive serving governor in Alabama history is going to leave the next governor a lot of issues to resolve.
Well, and my concern is that there's going to be a lot of debt. All of these projects have price tags and they're big and they're so big that we seem to be unwilling to even talk about how expensive they are. This governor won't even tell you what prisons are going to cost, won't even tell you what the West Alabama corridor is going to cost or what their projected budget is. And that ought to be really concerning, that in times of record budgets, in times of record revenues from the state of Alabama, you know, this governor's continued to borrow more and borrow more and borrow more. When we passed Rebuild Alabama, interest rates were at historic lows. Now they are at historic highs. Why would anybody think it's a good idea right now to go max out the state's Rebuild credit card when interest rates on bonds are higher than they've been in decades? It makes no sense. And I think it puts the state in a really precarious situation in the not too distant future financially.
Well, it's sad, but Senator, this prison problem isn't going away. It's not clear to me what's going on. We used to talk about this. You guys had the special session in 2021, and it's well documented that the costs are going to be way more than anticipated. But I guess in the meantime, the question is there any movement? When this was being debated in the House in 2021, and I asked, it was Steve Klaus, who is the House Budget Committee chairman. I mean, I think even Senator Albright, but they indicated to me that like both of these projects would be underway in the short term, that there was things were ready to go, and it's not clear to me that anything's been done on either except maybe some site work.
Yeah, there's been a lot of work done site work wise on the Elmore facility, and I think that's been, you know, reasonably well documented. And in all fairness, that takes time. It's taken an awful lot of time.
2 years?
What I'm amazed at. Oh yeah. I mean, you know, the design part of it, the site work part of it, yes. I'm ready to see stuff going vertical. I'm really curious to see what John Hamm has to say on Capital Journal tonight. Because it has taken a long time. But what is even more concerning to me is that the price tag continues to balloon. And we're now paying double what we expected to be paying. And again, this goes back, and I hate to sound like a broken record on the governor's back here, but remember how much time we wasted. Remember the herd of turtles comment. Remember, you know, that giant stacks of paper with the governor entering into this private prison contract. What kind of opportunity cost, you know, is there? What did we, how much time did we lose? How much interest rate opportunity did we lose by not sitting down and working with the legislature on the front end when she could have? And that's how we find ourselves in these spots. Bad decision making. And here we go again with bad decision making on the financing portion of West Alabama.
Well, why go through rushing it through on a special session? Why not take time? Because nothing's moving on either one of these. And here it is. I mean, we're 2 years removed from that special session. And I remember, like, we have to do this now. The DOJ is not giving us, any time here. Were we lied to? I mean, there's no like real explanation here. Whenever we talk about it, we're just kind of dismissed as busybody worrywarts or, you know, just chronic malcontents or whatever.
Well, that emergency that we've got to hurry up was created, and it was created by the squandering of the opportunity to work with the legislature, you know, in the 18-19, you know, that back when we, you know, a quadrennium ago, that's when this should have been solved, not in 2021. And the emergency was, the prison plan that the governor proposed had imploded on itself, which most anybody could have seen it coming. And then, you know, it was an emergency to try to use some of this ARPA money, $400-some-odd million of ARPA money to help offset the cost of prisons. Well, heck, now the budget's exploded and gobbled up any benefit there was from the ARPA money. Again, I just get frustrated with the comments of, this governor's, you know, doing the hard things. The governor's put us in some really rough spots. And again, the hangover from that after this administration's over is going to be real. And it's going to be one of those things that, you know, you and I and other folks that are critical of this administration are going to look back on and say, you know, we told you so, guys. And unfortunately, too many people in this state are just going along with this and showing some deference there that I think is going to really be something they wish they could get back in the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, I mean, without naming names, but like, why do you think that is? Like, why is there a reluctance not to question some of this? And like, I don't want to be thought of as a guy who's just against, you know, everything she does because for whatever reason, but it does seem like the things that this administration is doing, it's just, what are you doing? And it's like the same four or five of us that say these things. But, like, no one else seems to be bothered by it. Like, in fact, like, some of your colleagues in the Senate just say, well, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how normal protocol is. You don't really understand the complicated nature of state government. And I think I do have a pretty good grasp of it. It's not supposed to be this way.
No, it's not. And listen, maybe you're asking the wrong person because I don't get it. Obviously, I have no problem saying, hey, I think this is a really bad idea. The frustration to me and with me is let's take West Alabama. I talked to my colleagues about the financing method of West Alabama, and to a person, everyone that's in support of this project is also saying they are not in support of financing it the way the governor is doing it. But at the end of the day, they go, but, you know, what can we do? Well, I mean, speak up, say something. And you heard Governor Ainsworth saying he's trying to get people to wake up about what kind of situation this is going to leave us in the next two decades of highway spending in the state. And I wish my colleagues would wake up. Nobody's saying this project doesn't need to be done. There's some that question the priority level this governor's placed on it. But the financing is a train wreck. And it will cost us for decades. Please, you know, I plead for my colleagues to speak out on the financing part of it, if nothing else, because it is going to be rough for the coming years if we don't get a handle on the spending and the methods that this administration's using to fund projects.
I mean, is it entirely possible they're afraid that if they do, and I think this has been a long fear, especially under John Cooper, but other ADOT directors have done this as well. When you criticize the agency, when you criticize who's in charge, well, we're moving you to the bottom of the list now. You shouldn't have done that. You know, thou shalt not speak ill of John Cooper. It seems to be one of the commandments. And, I mean, I don't know that's impacted you directly, but I think that is a fear from a lot of your colleagues, not just the Senate, but the House as well.
My constituents did not send me to Montgomery to be quiet. They did not send me to Montgomery to go to nice dinners and to praise the governor at every turn. They sent me to provide oversight and allocate resources responsibly.
Well, I just no one else is speaking up. And then like 4 years from now, if we're still doing this segment or whatever, is it going to be like, man, we talked about this for all these years and look what happened. And will somebody ever have to eventually answer for this? Once Governor Ivey's long gone, will members of the legislature, those that are still around who served under this governor, who didn't speak out about what the credit card being maxed out, will they have to answer for it? And I kind of wonder if we'll ever see that day.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at what, you know, where the resources are years from now and the folks that have come out and said, oh, hey, I support this project or I'm behind the governor or are mute on these issues, but then they want money for one of their projects. And you look at them and you have to say, I'm sorry, it's been spent. And it was spent where very few people were saying, hey, this is the financing on this is a really bad plan. And we need to layer in some federal money and we need to make sure we have the right permitting. And we need to look at different ways to maximize our return on this so that we don't end up, you know, standing there with our pockets inside out, you know, 5 years down the road. Yeah. I mean, those public comments saying, go Governor Ivey, you know, this is great, or go West Alabama, this is great, and then quietly say, gosh, I wish the financing plan was different. You know, no, I'm going to help remind them, you know, your money got spent already. You and Governor Ivey spent it in West Alabama.
Yeah, and you know, that there's also going to be this. Senator, I mean, would this, before her term is up, would they ever come back to the legislature for more gas tax money or more financing or more money in general for any road project? I mean, is that out of the realm of possibilities?
It's not out of the realm. The problem, though, is, Jeff, you know, you look at it and she's two plus years left in office and they've got a bunch of money to spend, and, you know, and John Cooper has no problem spending and borrowing as much as he can get the governor and the finance director to sign off on. And it, I think, you know, from comments I've heard and things that I've heard repeated, you know, it is this administration and certainly this highways director intention to spend absolutely everything they can before they leave.
Well, the way, at least to me, it's like, and I'm, you know, kind of wonder if this is the case. This administration's as if we did the hard work to get this rebuild Alabama finished, to get it over the finish line, to get it passed, to get it, you know, and we're going to be the ones that consume the spoils of victory here.
Well, they may feel that way. I will tell you, if you're a legislator from North Alabama, if you're a legislator from Northeast Alabama, from Eastern Alabama, or from Coastal Alabama, and you've got to go to your constituents and say there's no money left because it all got spent at one spot. Yeah, I voted for this gas tax. Yeah, I voted to take money out of your pocket to improve transportation in Alabama, and instead it got spent in one spot by a governor who maxed out the credit card. You're going to have to answer for that as a legislator. You're going to have to explain why you were quiet, sat on your hands, did nothing, and allowed this to happen. And those are going to be tough conversations between legislators who voted for a gas tax thinking it was going to mean real change in their district. And frankly, the proponents, you know, the institutional proponents, you know, of the gas tax that were out there, right? You know, the different associations and lobbying groups that said, hey, this is a good thing. Well, when it comes down to it, you spend it in one spot. That's going to be real hard to swallow. And that makes the chances of, you know, of a governor trying to push for more money just nil. Nobody's going to support it anymore. They're going to have made the gas tax vote that some people could have at least defended one of the biggest mistakes of their political career. If it gets spent in one spot by a governor on the way out, it'll be a huge mistake and a huge black eye for those legislators.
And one more question, and we'll get you out of here. Back to the prisons, they're going to have to come back to the legislature for more money. Well, how do you think that is received in the halls of the state house?
You know, resignation. I mean, it's just we've got some budget surpluses again this year that we're going to see. I expect hundreds of millions of dollars to be allocated, you know, more towards prisons. You know, in all fairness, this is something that we have to do. It's just it is such a shame that we find ourselves with this delivery method in this situation. Where we didn't do a good enough job on the front end, and now we're just going to have to spend, you know, whatever we can spend, and it will consume ever increasing portions of what has been sound financial policy by the legislature over the years. It's all going to go to prisons.
Well, real quick, Bobby Singleton on Capital Journal said they may abandon this construction management model, go back to the bid process. Is that for Escambia County at least? Will that ever happen?
Yeah, there are serious conversations looking at this delivery method. And by the way, same delivery method for West Alabama Corridor, just so we're clear. But there are very, very real concerns about this delivery method and whether or not it is truly saving the state money. There does not seem to have been an instance so far in the multiple times we've used it where this has worked out well for the state.
Senator, got to leave it there, out of time, but I always appreciate our conversations. And we'll do it again next week.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
That was State Senator Chris Elliott, our returning champion. Let's get a break in here. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.